So here's a summary of the clinical cases, and what you can see is a very young age of onset, and I'll talk about this one very briefly, because that's now out of the series, and I'll explain why. But what you can see is that this one was a borderline on immunohistochemistry, but amplified on FISH, and they're all HER2 positive. They're all grade 3, and these are known pathogenic mutations. They're not all triple positive, so ER and PR positive, but some of them are. This lady, we thought, had a P53 mutation. She has a variant of uncertain significance, and we had done a whole lot of functional tests, not only a few of which were fractionally abnormal, so it was always a bit of an iffy mutation, and this family knew that. This lady died some while ago now, but she had slightly later onset than you might expect for a lethal amine, and what you can see is the tumour characteristics are really rather different. She doesn't have HER2 amplification. She's got an ER-PR positive tumour at grade 2, and actually just after we started this study, another colleague, Annika Lucassen, took over this family and repeated the BRCA1 and 2 testing, and she's got a BRCA2 mutation, clearly pathogenic BRCA2 mutation, so she's not a lethal amine associated breast cancer.